Pirates versus Tyrants. This is the Tom Wren Show, where we practice piracy on the enemies of freedom and liberty.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I am grumpy today, folks. I am grumpy, because, you know, I look around and the hypocrisy, the absurdity, the nonsense that's occurring all over the place, it just, you know, every now and then it gets you in a mood. And today, well, I'm kind of in a mood on some of it. I want to start out with Tom Massey. So I don't know Massey well. I've shaken his hand a couple times, and that's about it. But, you know, I follow him. And Massey seems to be one of the few honest people in Congress. He actually seems to stand for things. He votes consistent with what he says. He actually acts like he is a legitimate human being. Holly Jones, who is a state rep in Missouri, who also works for me, has spoken with Massey a number of times as well, and she's spoken very, very highly of him. And Holly's got a great sense of character on some of this stuff. So, you know, he just seems like a good guy to me. And he consistently votes for or against things based on principle, not based on, you know, who might throw him some money here or might throw him some money there. So I like Massey. I see today Massey posts this tweet of the majority whip, the GOP majority whip, Tom Emmer. And Emmer, in this, it's not a big deal, and I'm going to play it for you in a second, but in passing, he says, you know, these libertarian anarchists like Massey. What? So that kind of irked me. Right. This is really, really irksome to me, because you have a rhino piece of crap ripping someone who's actually standing on principle, because, well, really, it just makes him look bad. Right. When he stands next to Massey, he just looks bad. But let me show you this. Let me show you this tweet here. Let me play this for you. It's just a few seconds. So we've got over here. Oops. We've got my inability to share a screen, apparently. We have here my post, and I said, my response to this is here, but we're going to start out here with Thomas Massey. Let's see if we can get some sound.
Talk about the majority leader and the speaker. The reason that we are key to what happens in the House is because I can have relationships with Brian Fitzpatrick, who would be considered right of center, suburban Philadelphia.
No, he's a left to sell
out. Thomas Massey, who is a libertarian anarchist, he would say libertarian, from Kentucky, and everybody in between. And you need to know what drives them, what they can and can't do.
A libertarian anarchist, right? Emmer is so proud of the fact that he can work with sellouts or with libertarian anarchists. Now, which one does he like? The guy who's a rhino sellout or the libertarian anarchist? Let's hear this again. I want you to hear this, and I want you to hear what is wrong with the GOP and why the House GOP, even though they are far right of the Senate GOP, which is ran by the rhino in chief, ED leader McConnell himself. But this is the problem. Everybody says, well, we got a majority in the House and we ought to be able to do something. No, we can't do something, because you have Tom Emmer, a whiny little bitch who likes to kiss ass for the center-right sort of non-GOP rhino sellout pieces of garbage. I don't even know how to explain it. These guys are the sellout party. He's proud that he can work with the sellout factions of his party. He can say, you sell out, I can work with you. If you stand for something, well, you're a libertarian anarchist, but I'll tolerate you. Congratulations, Emmer. You're a big man.
Talk about the majority leader and the speaker. The reason that we are key to what happens in the House is because I can have relationships with Brian Fitzpatrick, who would be considered right of center, suburban Philadelphia, all the way to Thomas Massey, who is a libertarian anarchist, he would say libertarian, from Kentucky, and everybody in between. Mm-hmm. And you need to know what drives them, what they can and can't do. You talk about the...
He's so proud. He's so proud that he works with the sellouts. Look at how proud he is. Congratulations, Emmer. You're a sellout. You are the ED majority leader whip, right? So you're right in the line of McConnell. Congratulations. And here's my take on it. You want to know what's wrong with the GOP? This guy is calling Massey a libertarian anarchist because he opposes funding Democrat initiatives and actually votes for what the people in his district elected him to stand for. I know it seems like an odd idea to the GOP Rhino Party, but thank God for people like Massey. Can we just elect a Democrat to Emmer's position so the other rhinos can pretend to oppose it? It'll make me feel better. Right. I think we just need to put a Democrat in his position because, you know what? I mean, he's a sellout. He's working out with the sellout wing of the party. And until he's going to do something different, why would I support this piece of crap? You're going to rip Massey as a libertarian anarchist? Okay. Well, let's look at this. Let me show you something else. Let's go down here to the definition of an anarchist. A person who rebels against any authority, established order, or ruling party or power. A person who believes, advocates, and promotes an anarchism or anarchy, especially one who uses violent means to overthrow the established order. So he doesn't like anarchists. And he's calling, he's suggesting, I mean, that sounds a little bit like he's like what they did with the J6 people. You know, the J6 committee, who he could probably work with Liz Cheney, too, because he is a good politician who can work with anybody, right? Let me play this. This is from Kash Patel. This is related to J6. Now, J6 was a sample of anarchy. It was. The Democrats and the rhinos in Congress, including the J6 committee, who Tom Emmer did not properly oppose, they all acted like it was Trump that did this. There was anarchy. There was an insurrection, but it was against Donald Trump by the FBI and facilitated by Nancy Pelosi and the Republican rhino sellouts like Mitch McConnell and probably Tom Emmer, who didn't have the balls to do what was right. Let me play this for you. This is a really important thing.
I was in the Oval Office on that day, days prior to January 6th, with the Secretary of Defense, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and others, and President Trump. And he authorized, as the law requires, 10 to 20,000 National Guardsmen and women to be utilized around the country.
Mayor Bowser's letter, where she declined the National Guard authorization from President Trump.
To be clear, the District of Columbia is not requesting other federal law enforcement personnel and discourages any additional employment.
Communications between the leader of the Capitol Police and their chain of command to the DOD refusing our request before January 6th.
Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman blamed the Capitol Police Board for denying an early request to call in the National Guard.
That request did not come in from Nancy Pelosi and the Capitol Police on January 4th or 5th.
Did you, as required by law, authorize that?
100% Nancy Pelosi turned it down.
It was a Fed surrection. They knew the fix was in.
Secretary of Army was supposed...
Listen to this buffoon.
It's really a tragedy.
Intelligence available before January 6th identified plans to, quote, invade the Capitol.
We immediately shared that information
with D.C. and Capitol Police.
If you knew about this, why didn't you call in the Guard?
President Trump gave no order to deploy
this
the National
Guard. This woman is a sack of crap. That is the best thing I could say about her. She is one of the most evil, rotten pieces of crap to ever serve in Congress, in my opinion. What this woman did with her fake J6 committee that shredded their documents so nobody could see the fraud that they committed is absolutely unforgivable. I hope when President Trump comes back into office, they properly investigate this and this woman is indicted, because I'm pretty sure, not positive, but I believe that there's plenty of evidence to suggest she should be.
Guard that day.
Conspiracy to defraud the United States.
Wait a second. Look at him. How the hell did this guy get elected to anything? Just look at his face. I mean, Jesus.
God.
and conspiring and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding.
Then there's this guy.
What's going on here is a massive cover-up by Pelosi and the Democrats.
It will make Christopher Steele and Danchenko look like the teacup ride at Disney World.
Who goes to the extent of destroying and encrypting documents?
The only insurrectionists are the Nancy Pelosi's and Mayor Bowser's of the world and this January Unselect Committee.
Tony Ornato, another one of those witnesses we didn't get to see the full transcript of, he testifies, you darn right that Donald Trump authorized 10,000 National Guard.
Barry Loudermilk make criminal referrals for obstruction.
Liz Cheney and Adam Schiff buried this exculpatory evidence of Donald Trump.
That's right, folks. And I see, see that perfect timing? I stopped it just so you could see insurrection here. The insurrection led by Nancy Pelosi and facilitated by the Republican sellouts who didn't have the balls to do anything. Thank you, Mitch McConnell, who went right along with it. Thank you, Republicans, who went along with it. Tom Emmer's proud. He's proud. Look at how proud Tom is. He can get along with those leftist Republicans, but he's going to call Massey an anarchist. Tom Massey, he wants to call an anarchist. Now, we just talked about anarchy. Except for anarchy is only temporary state for these people. These people have tried to create anarchy in J6 temporarily so that they could seize power. It was always a ploy. Tom Emmer, are you going to call Nancy Pelosi an anarchist? How about Liz Cheney? How about all the other crooks involved with J6? Or were you involved? What was your position on J6, Tom Emmer? Have you been speaking out? Have you been pro-Trump? What have you been doing on this? Where are the congressional investigations into the J6 committee? Where are they? Where's the impeachment documents against Joe Biden? Where's the impeachment push for all? Hell, pick your person. Certainly, we need some Merrick Garland impeachment articles, don't we? I would say there ought to be impeachment articles against the federal judge who keeps sentencing these J6 people in D.C. Has anybody considered that? Oh, my God. Did Renz just say that? That's right, I did. Folks, these rhino sellout turds like Tom Emmer are the problem. They are the issue that we have in this country. This guy is parading around. He wants to call Tom Massey an anarchist. And Tom Massey took it. I mean, yeah, Massey in traditional Massey style says that he's proud to take it. And he said, no offense taken. I appreciate it being disassociated from the current mess here in D.C. Well, that's because Massey has class. And Tom Emmer is so proud to sell his country down the toilet. I can work with everybody. It doesn't matter who. That's why we do what we do, because we're good leaders. These freaking lunatics think that it's their job to find ways to work with everybody. They actually believe that makes them a good politician. They've so lost any sort of touch with reality that they do not realize that we actually elected them to do something, not to figure out who can sell out what so that we can get something done. I'd rather have them do nothing than get something bad done, but all they do is bad stuff. That's all they do. I don't know, folks. I've been so frustrated by this and so annoyed by this nonsense. I look over at my stack of stuff and I see this nonsense from top to bottom. And, 90% of the problem we're having in the United States stems from the fact that we have lost our Republican Party. There is no Republican Party. The Republican Party has been controlled, bought, and taken over by the Democrats. And with the exception of a few guys like Thomas Massey, we have no Republican Party. Instead, we got pieces of shit like Tom Emmer out there who's trying to trip over his own dick to sell out on with everyone he can. I don't even know what to say about this guy other than vote Democrat if you're in his district. Get rid of him. At least then the Republicans will have to pretend they oppose him. Jeez, oh, Pete. All right. I'm going to move on from this piece of human excrement to another topic of excrement because the entire country is one steaming heap of dung right now, and we need to deal with that. And I want to go to the only one that I can think of that might be a bigger piece of excrement than the GOP sellouts like Mitch McConnell, the Pope. My Pope. By the way, folks, I'm Catholic. So I've learned that, you know, if you're a member of a group, you can say anything you want about the group and it's not hateful. So I am a practicing Catholic. And right now I want to practice talking about how big of a POS the Pope is. My God, am I annoyed with this piece of garbage. Here we go. Pope Francis denounces anti-vaxxers. Calls COVID jab refusal almost suicidal act of denial. Pope Francis, the guy who is sitting in the Pope seat, but is no more of a Pope than I am, which, trust me, I'm a lawyer. Nobody wants me in the Pope seat. I'm lucky to have a soul most days. This piece of just absolute garbage, this piece of toilet paper, sits up there, and he's pushing this abortion-filled poison. Yes, that's right. The COVID jabs were made with stuff that included aborted fetal cells. No question about that. Got all sorts of stuff in there from that. But this guy doesn't care about that, right? Because he doesn't care about abortion. He doesn't care about anything. Only thing this guy cares about is more power and more money for him. That's right. He's selling out the church. He doesn't care one bit about it. And I'm going to tell you what really gets me. This POS sits up there in his seat of God, living in a palace, right? So this guy has he's got a palace. He is living the best life you can live. He's got people serving him, waiting on him, treating him like he is one step beneath God. Mind you, Jesus was out washing feet and living around in poverty. I mean, you know, think how Jesus lived and think how the Pope lives. Does that seem the same? How about Peter? Let's go back to Peter. Did Peter live the Pope's life? I don't think so. I'm pretty sure he had a rough death. Now, but the current day popes, they're leading the church from their palace, and they're super big shots, and we all need to worship them, right? Because they're almost God. Just ask them. Well, this guy who thinks he's almost God likes to take your Sunday tithes all the time. He loves to ask you for more money. But you know what he really loves to do? He loves to then take that money, and along with funding his palace, he likes to use it to defend pedophiles in court, right? So his fellow pedophile priests, you know, these perverts, this guy loves defending them. He can't defend enough pedophiles. Of course, the church won't tell you how much they spend per year defending pedophiles, but they love it. That's where your tithes go, right? You tithe and it goes to defending pedophiles. You tithe and it goes to global warming or to this guy pushing communism. He loves communism. I mean, everywhere he goes, he's just loving the communism. Yeah, so you've got Pope Francis out there kissing the communist ass. You've got him pushing pedophilia. You've got all this nonsense. I mean, he's literally the worst thing ever. I mean, I would put him up with the guys who are leading the Crusades as one of the most evil, rotten Catholics ever. I don't even know what to say about him. Now, I want to kind of drive the point home, because this guy is defending pedophiles. He loves defending pedophiles. You know why? Because they've got very sad stories. It's so sad that these poor pedophiles, they're misunderstood, folks. They're misunderstood. It's awful. You want to know how misunderstood they are? Here you go. I want you to watch this. This guy is, a potential pedophile. We'll say that, right? And I want you to listen to this. Headline here is, "The Moment a Pedo Monster Realizes His Life Was Over." Now, I want you to listen to how sad this is. Tell me how much compassion you have for this guy when it's over. But wait till it's over, right? Because this is pretty sad.
Can't lose my daughter.
I know. But all I can say is that just be as honest as possible with him, okay?
I'm a good person.
I know you are.
A good person.
That doesn't mean this can't get taken care of, okay? It's going to be taken care of.
My wife is probably freaking out right now, okay?
I know.
Freaking out? He's a good person. Isn't this sad? Don't you feel bad for this guy?
I don't want to lose my daughter. Please.
Don't you want to use your Sunday tithing to make sure everything. This guy doesn't lose his daughter?
I don't get joy out of it at all.
I know.
He didn't get any joy out of it.
Hey, Seuss, can you tell him I want to do the thing?
Will you be there with me?
Yes.
I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, with that sorry.
I got you. There. I got you.
If we can help.
So basically, officer. Basically, officer.
Okay.
So you have some nudes of your daughter that you got to delete, right, on your phone?
What's called, yes. Kevin?
Nude pictures of your daughter, who's like 7 years old, right?
Well, let my head down here. Let's
I took some pictures of my daughter.
Okay.
And they were of her topless and underwear. But I'm willing to delete them.
Okay.
Tell her about the times you touched her.
I guess I've watched her a couple times.
Okay, so stop there. You have the right to remain.
Folks, he really feels bad that he took naked pictures of his 7-year-old daughter and touched her and molested her, but it's only a couple times. He can't lose his daughter, and his wife's freaking out. Isn't that sad?
Reconcile. Anything you say can and will be used against you in court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you before any questions. You understand these rights?
Yes.
Okay, do you wish to continue to talk to him? Because what you're telling me is a crime.
Here's the Pope. Anti-vaxxers are suicidal and it's an act of denial. We're denying Christ, right? Here's a pedophile who molested his daughter. Or at least allegedly, according to his words. This guy spends your tithing defending priests who do what this guy did. This guy, the moral leader of the Catholic Church, spends your Sunday tithes. I don't give anymore, and I will never give the church another dime until they quit defending pedophiles. To defend people who do this. Because isn't it sad? Didn't you hear how sad and remorseful he was when he realized he was getting caught and might lose his daughter? Yeah, we wouldn't want him to lose his daughter. Who would he molest? This guy wants to come out after people who don't like abortion-filled vaccines that poison you and alter your DNA forever. This guy wants to tell you that you're doing something wrong because you didn't want to take these poison experimental jabs, but he's spending your money to defend this guy or people like this guy. He's spending your money to promote global warming, to push communism. I am proudly Catholic because I believe in the church's founding. I believe in how it was found. I don't think there's a Christian church out there that actually represents what Christ taught. I think there's problems with every single one of them. There's some good ones. I know some great pastors. I don't think there's a single denomination that's perfect because we're human. None of us are perfect. I support pretty much any church. I'm proud of my Catholicism, my Catholic background, because it represents the founding. It represents where Christ and people kind of came together to form a church. But I'm going to tell you one thing. This Fruit Loop, this guy, he's no more Catholic than the pedophile I just showed you, right? No more Catholic than that. But he does use his money to defend that. There are a number of priests who have openly admitted that they were pedophiles, yet he makes sure that he uses your Sunday tithing to defend them. And you may say, well, everybody deserves a day in court. You're right, they do. They do. And they'll get it. And they can have a public defender, just like everybody else. You don't need to spend millions and millions of dollars of tithing to defend these perverts when you could be using it to help people who are actually in need, right? But not for this Pope. No way. Okay, folks. If you wondered why I'm grumpy, A couple things to start out with. Support us at TomRentz.com. Check out the store. Check out our sponsors. Check out everything. We're doing some site upgrades and maintenance, and our Substack is out there. We're doing everything. And the short stack is all over this stuff, making things better every day. We're very proud of her. But support us at TomRentz.com, the Tom Rentz Show, America Out Loud Network, and all that we're doing. We appreciate you listening, and we appreciate your support, and we appreciate you sharing. But please share, 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 share.
Million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created Joint Health and Mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX. Because it works.
Spike proteins help viruses enter into your cells, disrupting your health and your well-being. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body of spike proteins, which allows your body to repair from within, supporting your immune and respiratory systems and regulating your inflammatory response. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Many voices, one freedom, united in the First Amendment. Our goal is to herald the voice of genuine liberty at AmericaOutloud.news, a place where you'll find the naked truth expressed with a patriotic heart. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio, liberty and justice for all.
Let's move on to some other things because, I'm going to have a stroke. believe it or not, I'm going to move on to this, global warming. And that's somewhat less fussy than some of these other things I'm looking at. So, you know, it's a bad day when global warming is less annoying than your other topics. But, I mean, we got traders on J6, and we got pedophiles, and we got...
Can I jump in with, because our last show, we talked about the calendar, you know, yes. the conservative beer calendar with the conservative women, uh-huh. Riley Gaines was in her bikini, and then some other conservative, you know, women came out and said that that wasn't good and they shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't be on a calendar. So again, we've got Christians going against Christians who are on a calendar, but you're the first one or one of the only ones I ever hear publicly denouncing the Pope. So I would just ask everyone to figure out what the real fight should be within yeah. the faith movement. Call out the faith leaders who shut down their churches. Call out the faith leaders who seem to be pro-abortion because they're too scared to even touch the issue. There should be no faith leader who's scared to talk about how awful abortion is and what it really is. And if they can't talk about it, they're not a faith leader. And call out any faith leader who's standing behind what this Pope says. Stop wasting your time on nonsense like Riley Gaines being in a bikini and a calendar. If you're really trying to evangelize and you're really a person of faith trying to help people, let's talk about the Pope. Again, Tom Renz, why are you the only one talking about it? Why are you the only one bringing it up? I know, and to be honest, I know that General Flynn has brought this up too, because just like you, he's very unimpressed with the Pope and he talks about it frequently, but no one says it quite like you, and everyone should be screaming about this every time this buffoon, I mean, he's literally doing the devil's work. It needs to be called out. That's all I have to say.
Well, great point. And this is why producer Andrea gets the big bucks. You know, this really is something that's crucial. So we've got a bunch of conservatives. You know, I got blowback because I'm not Christian enough because I'm okay with a calendar because Riley Gaines is wearing a damn bikini.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all,
that's what we should be arguing about. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're so damn desperate that you're lusting over something like that, then you know what? You're sad and pathetic anyways. Yeah. I'm just done with this, folks. I'm done with it. You know, you've got these people who you know, are just so dead set that it's their version of Christianity or bust. You know, Christ said that the path to him is through him, right? The path to God is through him. Christ talked about forgiveness. He didn't say it's okay to sin. He recognized that it happens. He recognized none of us are perfect. He said we should aspire for perfection, but he recognized we weren't going to get there. He was necessary. His suffering and death was necessary, so a guy like me had a shot at getting to heaven. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. I don't have a shot in hell at being perfect.
No.
I don't have, there's not a snowball chance in hell. Mm-hmm. What I can do is my best and know that I'm going to fall short and try and remedy that where I can. But what I can't do is create obstacles for others to get to heaven by setting impossibly high standards. That's what the Pharisees did.
Yes.
That's what made Jesus mad. Mm-hmm. He got mad about the scribes and the Pharisees and their 8 million rules. And I tell you what, I swear I keep having these people who will post on my comments here, or comments there, and they'll cite all these Old Testament rules and all this, that, and other. And I get it. Christ fulfilled the Old Testament. But I get it. How about we pick the fights on the issues that matter? How about we pick fights with these perverts that are molesting children instead of worrying about Riley Gaines?
Yeah.
You know, especially when I got people who are, you know, doing themselves up to be pretty, wearing makeup, wearing hair, doing all this, doing all that, trying to be pretty, and then they're bitching about someone else who's pretty. Mm-hmm. I mean, because someone else being pretty is going to cause lust, but you don't mind doing yourself up so that everybody looks at you. Mm-hmm. It's hypocrisy. It's absurdity.
It's hypocrisy, and it really is what pushes people away from the church. And that's not, again, what Jesus taught. Jesus didn't teach about these big mega churches and these type of rules. No, it was the opposite. The evangelizing that needs to occur is the kind that people in our current day and age in our society, because we are living in Sodom and Gomorrah, how do you reach them? Yeah. How do you really evangelize people who've been turned away from the church? You know why people have been turned away from the church? Because the Pope is disgusting. Yeah. You know why they've been turned away from the church? Because you tell them that when they're in a bikini, they're bad Christians. I mean, figure it out. When you talk about sin in that type of way, you push people away from the church. And if your message isn't being heard or it's doing more harm than good, adjust. And I believe in speaking the word of the book, the good book. I believe in going back to the scripture constantly. But I also know that if you're trying to evangelize someone, you don't come from an angle of you're a sinner and you have to follow these rules or else you're going straight to hell. That is what turns people away when it doesn't have any real application in their life. And when you sound like a hypocrite, because you are a hypocrite, you can't run around as a hypocrite trying to evangelize people.
No, unless you acknowledge your own sin, you have no ability to talk about it to other people about theirs. Mm-hmm. To my mind, if you tell me what I'm doing wrong and you haven't started out by acknowledging your own sin, I don't give a damn what you say, because you're just an arrogant hypocrite. Every single person I've ever met, but it's always the holier and now crowd. The guys that like to sit in the front pew at church and sing super loud so everybody can see that they're good Christians. And, you know, I'm going to be honest. I get a lot more. I'm spending time with people who are trying to be better people, who acknowledge their sinfulness, than I'll ever get out of hanging out with the holier-than-thou crowd who tells me why everybody else is sinful. If you're telling me why someone else is sinful and you're not talking about yourself first, then I really don't care what you have to say. I mean, you know, part of this whole thing with Jesus and the judgmentalism, and if you know, you can read the Beatitudes, he didn't want a bunch of arrogant, condescending pricks running out there pushing people away from the church. He wanted to bring people in. He brought people in through love. Yeah. He inspired them to be better. He didn't chastise them for their mistakes. And I'm not, you know, the judgment comes from God, and that's at the end of days. Our job is to assist people in being better. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when we look, we've got the Pope of the Catholic Church defending pedophiles right and left. And we're gonna grumble about whether Riley Gaines should wear a damn swimsuit and a calendar. Because it's going to promote lust. Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, it's not just the Catholic Church. I mean, we have to be fair. There's plenty of Christian churches that I actually thought were good. And then during COVID, I saw how political they were. These big mega churches who have leaders. And I don't want to list, but I mean, I'm on the West Coast. Think of some big major ones out here. Some that just had some major press and movies and things like that. I have connections to a lot of these big, you know, ministries. And when they shut down on COVID, when they pushed the vaccines, when they played the game, when they encouraged social distancing and wearing masks and then got rid of sacrament and all this kind of stuff. Like, I just sat there going, wow, they're actually playing a political game that the devil's using to destroy our society. And well, I mean how did our country get built in the first place? Through faith. But not that kind of faith. The faith in freedom is how our country was built. And we had faith leaders who shut down their churches and listened to the tyranny and then went so far as to go along with it. And then now are too scared to talk about anything political. Again, if your Christian minister is too scared to denounce abortion, he's not a person of, he's not a faith leader. You need to get rid of him.
Well, this POS.
And they push LGBTQ stuff now. Now they're accepting of the trans stuff. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Way to defend the innocent. I mean, listen, yeah, this piece of crap Pope, every week you go to the church and the priest will tell you, you know, we got to be here because we get to celebrate the Eucharist every week. It's the most important thing and it's a miracle and this, that, and other. And I believe that it is. I believe in the Eucharist, right? It's so damn important. And these people believe so strongly in that miracle that they shut it down during COVID.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to shut it down because, you know, and the church will tell you that they believe it literally to be the body and blood of Christ after the blessing. Okay. So you think that body and blood are going to spread contagions?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a pretty shitty miracle then, right?
Mm-hmm. Because CDC told us to.
I'm going to be real honest with you. I was mad about no communion. Mm-hmm. Real mad. I mean, they only just recently brought back the blood in our diocese.
Mm-hmm.
They believe so strongly in the miracle of the Eucharist that they shut it down to make sure that Jesus' body and blood wasn't spreading COVID. You want to talk about false faith? They lie. They didn't believe in it. They don't believe in it. They say they believe in it, wink, wink, nod, nod. But if they actually believed in it, there was no reason to shut it down. That's absurdity. Anyways, I'm done with these fraudulent pieces of crap. I had a guy in my comments on the Substack. By the way, if you aren't following me, tomrentz.substack.com, please subscribe. You have to subscribe if you want to comment, by the way. I don't do comments unless you subscribe because, frankly, I can't keep up with all the comments anyways. And we can't give that away. But I had some guy who apparently subscribed just to fight with me about my post on the calendar. And that's okay. I appreciate that he did, although I think he's absolutely absurd. His arguments are absurd, and he keeps suggesting that I'm not following the faith because I'm not listening to all the rules that he's reading from the Old Testament, not just blindly supporting his nonsense. But I got to tell you, this is kind of, I view that conversation as the problem. Yeah, this guy apparently is some sort of a Jenna Ellis mega fan. I like Jenna. I actually do like Jenna. I think I disagree with her fervently on Trump, but Trump kind of screwed her over, so I get that. Obviously I support Trump, but it doesn't mean I like everything he does. And I don't think that I don't think he stood up very well for some of the people that supported him through the election stuff. But, that aside, I like Jen Ellis, but this guy's like all mad. Jen Ellis is one of the people who bitched about this calendar. What the hell is she bitching about? I've seen Jen Ellis do her show. She always has her hair and makeup done up. She always does herself up to look as nice as she can. I mean, isn't that promoting lust? If you want to be a purist, if you want to tell me that these calendars are bad because they're promoting lust, then that means you need to adopt the position that anything you do that promotes lust is wrong, right? Otherwise, it's arbitrary. Okay, so if you do your hair and makeup, isn't that promoting lust? Isn't that to make you look good? It's stupid. This is stupid.
Well, and what a waste of influencer. She's an influencer and I like a lot of what she does too. And she has a huge platform. So again, my point is, are we going to fight the real enemy or are we going to waste time? Because guess what? The enemy doesn't waste. What we started with the Massey comments and calling someone a libertarian anarchist, they're changing definitions in our dictionary and our language. They are running a PSYOP game and confusing the heck out of good Americans. And meanwhile, we have a huge influencer like Jenna Ellis who could do a lot of good and fight this head on, but she's going to waste her time attacking someone like Riley Gaines, who's standing shoulder with her in the fight for good.
Yep. Yep. Just this infighting nonsense. Anyways. All right. Global warming. Global warming. Yeah. Because we're kind of back to global warming. We had global cooling, and we had the ozone, and we had global warming.
It's that time of year again.
Well, I mean, the sea levels were rising, and the world ended in 2015 because Al Gore showed us a hockey stick graph that said the world ended in 2015.
Well, then the Obamas lived on the beach, but they kept telling us that,
they bought that property in Martha's Vineyard, but I think they just expected that if the world was going to end, they might as well go down in style. So they're
insurance. But,
I mean, all the rich people that tell us about global warming keep buying beachfront property with their mm-hmm. global warming money. But that aside, this global warming stuff, it continues to percolate. I don't know. Someone somewhere thought that they were going to be able to eventually sow enough lies in the science that they would be able to convince people to care about global warming, but nobody does, and nobody's ever going to. After the hockey stick fail in the mid-2010s, we moved to climate change, and now we're kind of back to global warming again. It just depends on the day. But, then you got Bill Gates and crew all seeding the clouds and doing whatever they're doing with up there. I don't know what's going on with that, but... anyways, as all this stuff's going on, I occasionally see articles like this, and greatest scientific fraud of all time. And when I read this, I saw the title and I wanted to look at it, right? The reason that I wanted to look at it was when I saw this, I was like, I wonder what they're talking about, because there are quite a few major scientific frauds. And, this guy goes through and talks extensively, and it's a good article, right? It's a good article talking about the global warming nonsense and all these lies and all this, whatever. And he kind of goes through it all, but he says it is the greatest scientific fraud of all time. I don't know if I agree with him. I don't know. The reason I don't know is because COVID was worse. COVID, the vaccines, I think the vaccine health and health industry are the biggest fraud of all time. And I'm going to come out, I'm going to tell you guys today, I have not finished researching all the vaccines, but I am 100% anti-vax. I'm not just anti-COVID vax. I am 100% anti-vax, period. Not another vaccine of any type ever will enter anyone in my family's body if I have anything to say about it. These things, everywhere I look, the entirety of the health, the pharmacological industry is corrupt. It's crooked as can be. So, when I look at this, I think there's a fair argument to be made that global warming is the largest fraud, but I think it's got to take number two. And I'm going to tell you why. So global warming has been a test since, I don't know, the mid-90s or whenever, they've experimented with global warming by kind of pushing the boundaries and seeing how much fraud the federal government could get away with pushing, fraud in science, fraud in this, fraud in that, just fraud in general, right? And the fraud that they've pushed has been just outright, egregiously misleading, lying, fake data. So I've continued to do that over time. And I think it's really an interesting thing. It's fraud. But, while it may be fraud, I think that the origin of scientific fraud really started in Big Pharma. Going back, and it happened well before vaccines, right? Going back to the Rockefellers taking over, all medicine, making all that medicine allopathic, getting rid of anything else and ostracizing, osteopathy and chiropractic and naturopathy and all these different things. Basically, if it wasn't allopathic, they wanted to get out of it. Well, allopathic is controlled by Big Pharma. So, it's the only one still standing. And it's kind of become the standard, but it's a standard because of fraud. Now, I've become very, very good at determining how they do fraud and seeing how they do this in there. But understand, going way back to the early 1900s, the Rockefellers knew that if they controlled your health, they controlled the population. So they started with this Big Pharma and this push to create drugs and all these different things that are all invariably bad for you. It's all snake oil sales. Right? They'll put out a drug to treat you, not to cure you, because if you cure something, you lose a customer. If you treat something, you've got a repeat customer forever. And that's the foundation of the problem. When these guys realized that the treatments that they were creating were too complicated for a normal person to really understand, unless you had a great deal of specialty knowledge within, pharma and genetics and biochemistry and all these different things, you really couldn't get your head around what was going on. So they created these drugs that were more poison than cure, right? They didn't actually cure, they caused harm. But no one really could see that. The side effects were hard to tell, and they didn't promote them, and they covered them up in the studies, and they covered them up here, and they covered them up there. And eventually, they got to the vaccine industry. Well, as they took over the vaccine industry and really pushed that, the biggest coup d'etat to ever occur was in the 80s when Reagan and crew passed, and obviously I love Reagan, but not the vaccine law, right? When they gave immunity to vaccine makers, no matter how dangerous their poison was, I mean, that was the end of it, right? Because then people couldn't enforce their rights anymore. You could make it as poisonous or as dangerous as you wanted, and there's no solution. And this was one of the stupidest laws ever passed, and we're feeling the fallout now. And then you move to COVID, where they take things that aren't even vaccines and recategorize them as vaccines, these gene therapies, recategorize them as vaccines so that they can get additional protection. But at the end of the day, what's occurring here is just the evolution of the fraud that started way back in the early 1900s with the Rockefellers as they started to really take over medicine, as they continue to control the narrative. So I thought this was a great article and a very interesting thing, and I agree that global warming is one of the biggest frauds ever, but I think it's exceeded by the fraud that's occurred in healthcare, particularly the pharmaceutical industry. Which is based entirely on fraud. I mean, from the beginning, I don't think there's much that I could point to in Big Pharma that was honest. We've got about five different things that we really need. We need antibiotics. Antibiotics. Yeah, that about covers it. I mean, I suppose if you're diabetic, insulin's good, but if we'd quit poisoning our food, that would probably be less of an issue. That and if people would get up and, you know, work out a bit. There are some people who are genetically predisposed towards different things, but, you know, I mean, it's just most of Big Pharma causes more problems than it helps. So I'm given the title. I'm being contrary to the Manhattan contrarian and suggesting the title for greatest fraud of all time should go to Big Pharma over global warming. So anyways, that's my opinion. I'm sticking to it. I haven't really said much about this, but there you go. Google Gemini, your founding fathers, right? I don't know which one that is, but apparently it's one of them. Google Gemini, this is an interesting article. But and Google is being controlled by AI, but the AI is being programmed by some whack-haired lunatic, John Krawczyk. He's the product management for Gemini and all the bunch of AI stuff, and he's a leftist lunatic, right? And, I love this quote. Almost immediately after Gemini's launch, users found asking it to generate images of historical figures would result in Native American founding fathers, South Asian female popes, and even black Nazi soldiers. Okay. This absurdity was not confined to image generation either. Gemini's chatbot also came up with surprisingly charitable descriptions of Adolf Hitler, Mao Zedong, and apologized for pedophilia. It's just absurd, right? What you've got to understand, the AI starts from a premise. Now, Musk talked about this, and Musk has been warning about this, but it's they're intentionally writing the AI to manipulate people. They're not writing this for any sort of pure truth. The AI is not independent. The AI is being designed to manipulate you and to tell you half-truths and to tell you what these guys want you to. They don't want you to know the actual truth. They want to lie to you. They're trying to manipulate and alter history. They're trying to do away with real history. That's what the CRT, so what was it, 1612 Project or whatever it is? That's what that all is about. get rid of real history, replace it with whatever fantasy these leftist lunatics want to put in place, and go from there.
They're rewriting religion, and they'll have an AI-generated Bible.
Yeah, well, that's coming, too. I mean, Harari has told us that's coming. Mm-hmm. So we'll have our AI Bible along with our AI everything else. And life's looking great. I got to love the AI future, right? Mm-hmm. Speaking of fraud in COVID, here's what I would characterize as a win. Number of healthcare personnel recommending COVID shots has decreased substantially since 2021. Healthcare workers who did not take the vaccines were far less likely to recommend vaccinating their patients, the study said. No kidding. So this is an interesting article. Epoch Times did this. And, I don't know what to say about it. It's it kind of went through and says that the trust in the CDC has decreased. Support for HEP COVID-19 vaccine mandates decreased substantially. Everything's dropping. Support for it's dropping. The reason for that is that people like McCullough, like myself, we're not stopping on this. And, even Bobby Kennedy. I mean, Bobby Kennedy's been pushing. There's a huge group of people. This is a foundational issue for a huge number of Americans. Wish Donald Trump would get that memo. Mm-hmm. But this is huge, and we're only continuing to see it grow. I mean, it's not going to stop. It's not going anywhere. I think that as I look at this, and I look over the last 4 years, the next big step in this. I mean, there's some lawsuits that need to be filed, but the next big step is to continue doing what we're doing, and we've got to continue raising awareness. We've got to make sure everybody knows about the relationship between the vaccines and cancer. That's huge. We got to make sure everybody knows about the relationship, what they're doing to promote these gene-altering technologies in our food supply. We got to make sure that people are aware that this is happening. I mean, I saw DC Drano finally came out and recognized that Sequevity's licensed in the U.S. Yeah, I've only been talking about that for 2 years now. But at least, he's catching up. He didn't cite me on that. But, I'm just glad he's talking about it. Anyways, I don't know, folks. I don't know. I just know that we've got a lot of work to do, and we got to keep sharing. We got to keep fighting. So please share this show, get the word out, help us promote what we're doing. Share the Tom Renz Show on the America Out Loud Network. Go to TomRenz.com, support us, donate, buy our books, buy our merch. We should have a bunch of new shirts coming up pretty soon. I think we're working on getting that out. We're going to try and come up with like some funny shirts to piss off liberals because that tends to make me happy and some other such things. So make sure you're checking us out on TomRenz.com, TomRenz.substack.com, and we'll talk very soon. Thanks for listening.